Say, man. Say, man.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. You're now tuned in to the Morning Power Hour, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet right here on Global R&B 96.3. That was Rick James with Give It To Me and a clear sign of the behaviors, the clear signs of the behaviors while geeked up on coke. Man, and now it's time for tips and tricks. And today we're talking about back to school. Yes, back to school preparation. And like I said, this one is for my parents and my seniors. Yes, because you guys are getting ready to embark on a whole new journey. And you know what's crazy? I thought about this the other day. I said it's always from grade school, you reach a point and then you reset. Think about it. You start off in kindergarten and you're the bottom of the totem pole. You get all the way to fifth grade and you're the king of the castle. And then you graduate and you go to middle school and you go to sixth grade and you're right back at the bottom to get to eighth grade to be the top dog, to graduate, to go to high school, to be a freshman, to be right back on the bottom of the totem pole, to get to be a senior, to be on top. Now, you're going to graduate, and then you're going to be right back at the bottom of the totem pole. So, why not get a head start, you know, as a senior? And parents, this goes for you too. Your kid's going on that next venture, so it's only right to be prepared. Okay. So for the first thing is for the parents. You want to create a routine, a consistent schedule, establish a daily routine that includes set times for waking up, meals, homework, and bedtimes to help kids adjust to the school schedule. And, you know, I understand with being, you know, having a senior, it's going to be a little tougher to navigate that, because I feel like the kids now are a lot more, they think they're grown, but they're really not. So, you know, I believe with effective communication, you can create a consistent schedule for your child. This is actually a good one. Practice runs. A week before school starts, have practice runs to get everyone used to the new routine. You know, if you got more than one kid, you got 2-3 kids in a house, I understand, you know, the importance of having a schedule, a routine, and a system. You know, the next thing is organize school supplies. Get a shopping list. Make a detailed list of necessary school supplies and involve your kids in the shopping process. You know, when I was a senior, you know, back in the late 1900s, you know, it was a thing for us. We wanted to work, like we wanted to have a job because we wanted to spend our own money, because it made it worth, you know, the clothes that we bought. It made us feel even better because we didn't have to ask nobody. We bought it ourselves. And I know the millennials, they were the same way. They wanted to get out there, get their own hustle on, and get their money to buy their own clothes. I don't know what the kids like are now, because, look, my kids, they've been out of school 4 years already. So, yeah, I'm getting old. But, yeah. You know, I don't know what the kids, I don't know if they just want handouts. I feel like they do, but whatever, you know, you want to make sure that you have, the necessary supplies. Now I'd say send them to go make, have them get like a, a little midday job. Because right now, Chick-fil-A, they paying $17 an hour for these students. All right. So shout out to them for giving these kids some money so they can buy their own things. Okay. You want to label everything. Now this one, you know, your kid's almost grown. I wouldn't really necessarily say label everything, but you know, if you're that type of parent, you know, use, and you have a multitude of kids, use labels and markers to put your child's name on their supplies to avoid mix-ups. I would say if you had staggered kids, like let's say elementary and you got one in middle school and then you got your senior, you know, I would say, yeah, you know, label some stuff. The next thing is set up a study space. This is very, very pertinent, especially for seniors, because they're going to be bestowed a bunch of stuff, a bunch of knowledge, a bunch of information, school, not just school, but, you know, SATs, ACTs, you'll have college scouts, you'll have military recruiters coming. So, you know, you want to set up a study space, quiet areas, designate a quiet area, well lit for, you know, area in your home, as a study space for your child. Me being an only child, I had an actual little homework desk. I don't even know if they still do that anymore. Like, I had a desk with drawers in it, and I used to actually do my homework at my desk in my room, you know. But you want a quiet space so they can focus, you know. Make sure all your supplies are ready. Keep a study materials like pencils, paper, calculators within reach to minimize distractions, you know. And I know TikTok is real heavy and everything is done from the computer and on their phone. So as a parent, you're going to have to take that time to make sure you check in up on your kid to make sure they ain't scrolling or they ain't on Instagram or looking at YouTube or TikTok or whatever is the new trend to catch their eye right now, okay? Because everybody's trying to get famous and everybody's trying to do the next trend instead of doing their homework, okay? The next thing is healthy eating habits. That's a very, very important thing. Nutritious meals. You want to plan balanced breakfasts. Make sure they have, I don't know if they're on the lunch program or not, but you want to make sure they have a good lunch and snacks. Or, you know, if they work and they got their own money, you know, they seniors, last time I checked, they could go off campus for lunch, you know. So if they got a little money in their pocket, let them go hit Taco Bell or something, because they're going to burn that through anyways. You know, you need to involve your kids. Let your children help in meal planning and preparation to teach them about healthy eating as well, which is a very, very good one. You know, I think I started learning about nutrition in high school playing football. You know, that I learned about carb loading. I learned about eating salads and what the vegetables and everything does for you. So if your child is involved in sports, that I think they'll pick that up. But it's always good to start it in the house, okay? Always good to start that thing in the house. And the next one is, as a parent, you want to stay connected with the teachers. Communication channels, you want to open those up. Make sure you know how to contact your child's teacher and stay updated on their progress and if there's any concerns. You know, when my kids were in school, it was all email, and I love it because it's an instantaneous thing. Yeah, I snap. It's an instantaneous thing. It's not like way, way back in the day, and you might have had to wait for a phone call or somebody would send a note home. No. It's email. Boom. It's right there. So by the time you go get your kid, you already know the deal. You know what's going on. And look, these teachers, I can tell you this. They want is for the kids to succeed, and they want them to be better than us. Honestly, they want them to be the brightest thing in the sky, which is stars, you know. So with that, you want to stay connected with the teachers, okay? You want to do parent-teacher meetings, you know. Make sure, or attend them. attend meetings, because they have them. They have like the open houses and stuff like that. Attend meetings and school events to stay involved in your child's education. Because the last thing you want to do is you know, slip up and let your kid run off track. And then I tell you this, it is hard to pull back that D up to a B. I promise you, that's a lot of makeup work. And it's a lot of extra stress. I went through it. Even myself as a child, you know, when I was in high school, I slacked off all the time because I was a jock. I played football and all that. So it's like, whatever, I don't care. And then plus, you know, we had more work. I swear to God, we had more work. These kids these days don't have as much work, but you know, you have to stay on top of it. Now, the next thing is we got this for the seniors. Okay. And now I'm talking to the youngsters. So if you can, parents, please pass this on. All right. For the seniors, plan for the future. You want to check out all the college applications, start working on college applications, including gathering recommendation letters and writing personal statements. Okay. It's very important to be personal with your applications and make sure you do your research on what college you want to go to. What's the historical background? You know, and I always speak for my people, and I speak to my people, you know, you want to make sure what's the history. I would always recommend going to a HBCU, a historically black college or university. All right. Okay. Shout out to the Divine Nine. Yes. Okay. It's very, very rich and what they will definitely talk about our history, our culture. They won't let our history be erased or anything like that. So I would always recommend, you know, if you're going to do a college application, go to HBCU. I'm just saying that, and you got to do your own research on all of them, because there's a lot. The next thing is career exploration, because let's face it, not everybody is geared for college. I don't care what anybody says. College is not cut out for everybody. All right. So you might want to research potential career paths, considering internships, job shadowing opportunities, vocational and technical job ops. Those are very, very good too. You know, the trade is very heavy, and they pay very good. So, you know, before you jump and build up $100,000 worth of debt for, you know, for college, check out some trades. Check out the Votech. I'm so old. Check out the vocational side of things. Listen, man. I'm old, people, okay? It comes out, all right? The next thing is stay organized. Get a calendar system. Use a planner or digital. And it's funny I'm saying this, because I have had planners shoved in my face from a child until now. And it took me 40 years to really grasp. Hey, you know what? A planner is a very, very good idea. I swear to God. I promise you. The next thing is task list. Make daily or weekly to-do list and stay on top of your responsibilities. It's very, 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 very important thing to do. Now, there's a phrase: if you fail to plan, then plan to fail. Okay, and that rings true with everything you do. Okay, if you run in without a plan, you're gonna trip over your own feet, honestly. The next thing, and it ties into this, time management skills. You want to prioritize your tasks. Learn to prioritize tasks based on deadline and importance. You know, you have to figure out what's the most important thing. Prioritize that, get it done, and get it out the way. Break tasks. Now, you want to break these down into steps if they're big, okay? Like, if you have larger tasks, breaking you break them down into smaller, manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. And I know a lot of Gen Zers, they really get overwhelmed with a lot of things. Well, that's because you're trying to do too much at all at once. Take a chill pill. Step back for a second. Just take off little pieces. You'll be all right, okay? I hit the wrong button. Here, that's the button for you guys. All right. The next thing is maintain a healthy lifestyle. This is for the seniors. Exercise regularly. All right. When you hit your senior year, you stop doing a lot of stuff and you start gaining weight, and then you get depressed from being too big or not used, what you used to be. You know, incorporate regular physical activity into your routine, and it helps manage stress and you stay fit. And also with that accompanied would be a balanced diet. Okay, eat a balanced diet to maintain energy levels and overall health. All right, if you couple those two, you'll be all right. And it'll help your brain too. It'll help you process your emotions, all that good stuff. All right, I promise you. The next and last thing is seek support when needed. I always talk about this. If you can't do it yourself, or if the people around you can't help you, go seek help when you need it. Go talk to the counselors. Do not hesitate to talk to school counselors or teachers if you're feeling overwhelmed or if you need guidance. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. And I'm learning this, like I said, 40-something odd years living, I'm just now getting it. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. So, with that being said, if you feel overwhelmed, go talk to your teachers. That's what they're there for. Go talk to your counselor, your principal, your assistant principal. That's what they're there for. All right. Now, with that being said, gear up for success. All right. And those are your back to school tips and tricks for the parents and the seniors. All right. This is for you guys to work together. All right. That was the rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ, are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.